From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. Iraq's Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki has used a state television address to urge residents and tribes in the besieged city of Fallujah to force out al-Qaeda militants who have taken control of the area. Mr. al-Maliki said if the insurgents are not expelled, the city, well known for battles between U.S.-led forces and insurgents in 2004, would face military action within days. Lorna Shattuck has more.
Hundreds of people have already fled Fallujah in the Sunni-dominated western province of Anbar. Along with most parts of the provincial capital, Ramadi, it was taken over by al-Qaeda fighters last week, and Iraqi forces are now preparing to recapture the city after already subjecting it to airstrikes and shelling. Both the US and Iran have offered military support, but not troops. Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki is a Shiite and his government has little support in Sunni-dominated Fallujah. The Sunnis accuse the government of ignoring their needs and marginalising them politically. Iraqi officials accuse the Sunnis of involvement in terrorism.
U.S. President Barack Obama is facing an ongoing series of foreign policy challenges in the new year. The Syrian crisis is nearly 3 years old. The Israeli-Palestinian peace process is stalled and Iraq may be about to devolve into civil war. Washington correspondent Priscilla Huff reports.
On the foreign policy front, U.S. President Barack Obama will be tested in 2014 as he has never been tested before. That's the assessment of one former top American diplomat writing in the Boston Globe newspaper. For starters, representatives from 30 countries are heading to Geneva later this month in hopes of brokering some sort of peace for Syria. That conflict has killed 130,000 and is being described by the United Nations as the most expensive humanitarian disaster in modern history, with 40% of Syrians displaced. On the heels of U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry saying that the battle against al-Qaeda in Fallujah and Ramadi is Iraq's battle to fight, a new report from one of Washington's leading think tanks has experts warning that Iraq is on the verge of civil war as ethnic and sectarian divisions deepen. At the same time, Secretary Kerry's efforts to forge peace between the Israelis and Palestinians after 66 years of conflict have gotten little traction. A long list for President Obama.
Large sections of North America are in the grip of unusually frigid weather, with more to come as an icy blast of Arctic air bears down from the north. Areas as far south as central Florida are being advised to prepare for dangerous cold. Temperatures in some areas are expected to hit record lows, generating potentially life-threatening conditions. Malcolm Brown reports.
America's National Weather Service is warning that the Arctic air mass is bearing down on the eastern two-thirds of the country. Even parts of the U.S. famously accustomed to icy winters are feeling the effects of the so-called polar vortex.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. The banking giant J.P. Morgan Chase is likely to reach a deal this week that would see it pay $2 billion in fines for its involvement in the Bernie Madoff fraud case. Nick Harper has more from New York.
The settlement is just the latest in a series of fines for J.P. Morgan Chase. In the last 12 months alone, it's paid out $20 billion US dollars to government investigators to resolve cases against the bank. This fine is likely to total $2 billion in criminal and civil settlements for the suspicion that J.P. Morgan ignored signs about Bernie Madoff's criminal activity. J.P. Morgan was Madoff's main bank for more than two decades. Some of the victims of the fraud scam would be in line for payouts 5 years after Madoff was arrested.
And a diplomatic spat between Japan and China has deepened, with a Japanese official claiming China risks becoming the, quote, Lord Voldemort of East Asia. The Harry Potter reference by Tokyo's ambassador to London comes amid ongoing tensions over islands in the East China Sea. Ollie Barrett has more from London.
Keiichi Hayashi says China has two paths available to it, to seek dialogue and abide by international law, or to play the role of Voldemort and cause an arms race and escalation of tensions in East Asia. The reference to the villain of the Harry Potter stories comes after China's ambassador to London last week himself compared modern Japan to Lord Voldemort and urged British support for Beijing's position against what he said was an increasingly militaristic government in Tokyo. But his Japanese counterpart, also writing in the Daily Telegraph, says China's made repeated attempts to change the status quo in the region by force or coercion, and that one recent incident involving a Chinese destroyer in the East China Sea might be regarded as an act of war.
And that's the latest Feature Story News. Rebecca Foster reporting.